All right, you've heard the music, and now let's get Jason Kanz the other end of the phone for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Likewise.
And I was thinking that we need to go back to Mental Health Monday. So, yeah, we like alliteration around here, and it was last week. I don't think it was on Monday, but we talked about that alarming statistic regarding Wisconsin teens and attempted suicide.
Yeah.
And anxiety and depression. And so, totally unprepared, I throw out to you that it is Mental Health Monday. So, anything on your mind about that?
Nothing that immediately comes to mind. You know, I think just dealing with the stresses of the world. And I was talking with a friend last night about handling a stressful situation and recognizing that even though a lot of times I may know the techniques or the ideas that we're supposed to apply, I don't do an awesome job of doing that. So, you know, I think it's true that sometimes even when we know what is helpful, we don't necessarily apply those things.
Yeah, in that regard, life is overwhelmingly confusing, I think.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah, and just situations and circumstances that can arise just out of the blue, unexpectedly, worse than a blindside pass rusher in football.
That's true. You know, and I think the other thing is, I think we were talking last week, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, and I think we were talking about the alarming statistics regarding suicide and with high school kids, and you know how much of a role bullying plays with that. And it's just, it grieves me when I think of life is already hard enough, and then to see the bullying that seems to happen. It seems especially in schools, and maybe it continues into adulthood, but it's frustrating and alming and grievous.
We've got the in-person stuff, but then obviously the social media aspects of that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think that there's all sorts of image pieces that come with social media and so forth, too.
And then, I don't know, sometimes people will say then, and back up and say, well, you have to say what was the input that into the life of a kid who is bullying, right?
Yeah, you know, I think that's definitely true. And, you know, I think our circumstances help shape us into who we become. And a lot of times, I think, I think the old phrase, wounded people wound people or something along those lines. And I think
hurt people, right.
I think that's probably true in a bullying sense as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I should have jumped in. We should have began with how was your weekend? I'm sorry. I jumped right into the Mental Health Monday there. So, but good enough. We have got more scripture than we can probably handle, but we are up to 1 Peter chapter 2, 18 through 24 today.
Yeah, it says, You who are slaves must submit to your masters with all respect. Do what they tell you, not only if they are cruel and reasonable, but even not even if they are kind and reasonable, but even if they are cruel, for God is pleased when, conscious of his will, you patiently endure unjust treatment. Of course, you get no credit for being patient if you are beaten for doing wrong, but if you suffer for doing good and endure it patiently, God is pleased with you. For God called you to do good, even if it means suffering, just as Christ suffered for you. He is your example, and you must follow in his steps. He never sinned, nor ever deceived anyone. He did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. He left his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly.
Okay, that's a mouthful. That's seven verses.
A lot.
Do you want to just comment on it, and then maybe tomorrow we'll read your letters to the beloved?
Yeah, you know, I think it's so the trying to navigate, you know, a world that often teaches us to punch back as opposed to responding with humility, not responding with violence in kind. You know, again, I think as we look at the world around us, so often the message is punch back harder. And I don't think that that's what we're being called to do.
That is certainly the message on in the political campaign trail, right?
Yeah, so, for sure.
Let's
yep,
not
absolutely.
Let's not imitate that.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you, friend. Have a good Monday. And only two, count them, two birthdays that I've got from my 3,100-plus Facebook friends. One of them, Zach Couture. Happy birthday to Zach. Great brother in the Lord. And Ralph Cooey, also celebrating a birthday today. On to the national scene. We can tell you Steve Perry of Journey turning 75 today. One of those old rockers. Actress Linda Blair, 65. Actress Diane Lane is 59. Welcome, Diane, to an age I share. Rapper, actor, DJ Jazzy Jeff, 59. It's the age of the day. Chef Guy Fieri, 56. Olivia DeBow from Law & Order Criminal Intent and The Wonder Years, 55. Balthazar Getty from Brothers and Sisters, 49. And Sammy Gale from Blue Bloods, 28. Our promise of the day, 1 Peter 5:7, a great verse. Cast all your worries on me, for I really care about you. It's promise number 22 in the year. Barry Adams tackles that this way, devotionally. Says, I've not yet met a person on this earth who has not had an anxious thought at some point or another. Barry says, I think that most of us have lots of anxious thoughts to deal with. Why do we worry? Probably because we think that we'll somehow change the outcome into something better by obsessing over it. Jesus tells us in Matthew 6, 25 through 34, the do not worry section of the Sermon on the Mount, that if our Heavenly Father looks after the birds and the grass of the field, He'll look after us. So take a deep breath and relax. God is looking after you. In today's promise, the Apostle Peter encourages us to cast every care that we have upon God because He really cares for us. The Greek word for casting literally means to throw upon. God wants you to throw each one of your cares on Him so that you do not have to carry them any longer. So we've got some mini Aussie Doodle puppies, for instance, and I am praying for owners for them. We have only one. Somebody's put a deposit down for one of those dogs. We've got five more, and we don't need to raise five more mini Aussie Doodles to go with two mini puppy, poodles. And a miniature Aussie shepherd. So praying to God for that. So now, what burdens are you casting on the Lord? I like to think of that as kind of, you go to a water park, right? And you got this one, I don't know what you call it, but a certain section of a water park. I've seen it in the Dells and elsewhere. It just kind of fills up and then it dumps. And that's what we need, fill up with our anxiety and dump it on the Lord. Cast it on Him because He cares for you. And when you cast it on Him, you're trusting, you're believing that He knows the number of hairs on your head. He feeds the birds. He clothes the lilies. How much more will He feed and care and provide homes for your puppies, oh, you of little faith? All right, WWIB, we know that there's disappointment in Mudville, not because the mighty Casey struck out, but because of the Packers loss at San Francisco. But the other side of the coin, obviously, it'll go, hey, the youngest team to win a playoff game ever in NFL history and the youngest team to make the playoffs since 1974. And so, but in Detroit, they are celebrating. That's where Drew Fralick is. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. I feel like this segment's kind of rubbing salt in the wound. I don't know.
Oh, no. We're happy for you to our east.
Okay.
The Detroit Lions. And you mentioned to me it's the 3-year anniversary of the kneecap comments. So there we go.
I know. That was one of our greatest segments. Do you remember that? You're like, what do you think about this guy? I was like, he reminds me of The Undertaker.
Yeah.
He seems like you wouldn't want to run into him in an alley, you know?
Right. But people in Detroit have got to love head coach Dan Campbell.
Yeah. I mean, he seems very Detroit, you know? He's just a tough, Ford truck kind of like guy, you know what
right.
I mean? So we're having fun. It's a little bit unbelievable. I would say it's like excitement mixed with like shock, you know, like it just seems kind of unreal.
The Lions have never been to the Super Bowl. I mean, you're one win away from getting there. So, I mean, certainly Detroit has a lot of things probably to be down about, but I mean, this has got to be pretty cool for what it's doing in terms of just kind of boosting morale, right?
I know. Yeah. I was downtown a couple days ago and people are out. They are smiling in January. It's bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
This is Michigan, Mark.
Right,
I mean, You don't see people happy.
Yeah.
Barely ever, but certainly not in January.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting. I don't know. What do you think the chances are next week that we win? I mean,
I think you got a chance. I mean, you have some, right? Asa Hutchinson is, an extraordinary defensive player. And Goff is really skilled. He's been to the Super Bowl. I mean, he's been there.
That's true.
And so, I mean, I'm rooting for you. I think most of Western Wisconsin, much of Packerland, I think, is certainly rooting for you. And much of the nation, much of the nation you got behind Detroit. So,
yeah, I mean, the thing is I have been, like, getting texts. Like, yesterday I was getting tons of texts from people all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Go Lions, you know? Mm. So I think it's kind of like this, like, the team's been so bad for so long. It's been the butt of so many jokes, and the city's been, Detroit's sort of like been this national punchline for so long that it feels good to finally have something positive to talk about. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
So that's really nice. It feels good for the city too. Just like, hey, people are, they show the aerial footage of the city. It looks nice. It's cleaned up. It feels really good.
And think, I mean, the whole year. I mean, Detroit started the very first game of the season. I mean, when does Detroit play? The primetime game to kick off the season. That's what happened. And the Lions went into Kansas City and won. So you're either going to play Kansas City, a team you beat, or Baltimore, a team that pounded you. So either way.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Baltimore just destroyed
they are good.
It, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not them, but we'll see.
Again, getting to the Super Bowl and winning it, two different things, but you got San Francisco to deal with first. Also, PCD John, he continues to put out humor, and he continues to audition for a spot at the Joke Gym Wednesday nights at your Renaissance Vineyard Church in Detroit.
Okay.
So here we go. Get your reaction to this one from John.
Okay.
A teenager was pulled over for speeding. When the policeman gave him his ticket, the teenager said, "What do I do with this?" The policeman said, "Well, when you get two of them, you get a bicycle."
That's pretty good.
That one's better.
That's pretty good.
He's on an upward trajectory.
Yeah.
We're going to get him to the Joke Gym. If ever in Michigan, you tell him, I'll give him time.
John, there you go. Right, they got a spot for you at the Joke Gym outside of Detroit. Thank you. Drew, we are rooting for the Lions on Sunday. Talk to you next Monday, the day after, here on WWIB. Our usual weekend recap here, our first segment together, Havo and Caleb, the WIB Wake Up Show on Monday. And we had a Teamwork Africa board meeting right here in the adjacent conference room on Saturday. So it was an in-person board meeting with members from Madison, Minnesota, the Plum City area, and Abbotsford, all convening here with Peggy and I. So that was successful and helpful. We actually did have a video connection with our team members in Liberia. So that was encouraging. Peggy's going to be off to Liberia in less than a month. Meanwhile, also, we may have celebrated 25 years in marriage back in October, but I don't know, life is busy and beyond a breakfast with friends, which is kind of part of the regular routine. It wasn't until Saturday night we got together with another couple who had marked 25 years in August, and so had a great time out with them at Grizzlies before the Packers loss. Again, outplayed them. Coulda, shoulda, woulda, but maybe next year for the youngest team to ever win a playoff game. And then one of the highlights at church on Sunday, small group tables were out, trying to get people signed up for that. Going to be leading a small group on Dan White's terrific book, Love Over Fear. So that's kind of my weekend recap.
Well, my weekend started Saturday. Well, Friday night, had a basketball game to broadcast on our sister station, WOGO. Good that it wasn't snowed out this time. Eau Claire, Regis, and McDonald. Regis with a nice win. And then Saturday, from basketball broadcasting into basketball coaching, because late on Friday, the coach for Cooper's team had texted me and said that both he and his daughters, who are also on the team with Cooper, were all going to miss because their entire family was ill.
Oh.
And so all of a sudden, I went from assistant coach to head coach.
Wow. Promotion.
Yeah. And
how'd it go, coach?
You know, I worked through some drills. There were not quite as many things done as I wanted to because I realized, wow, these are a lot of very young children. And so we're talking about screening away and screen for the screener, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, we probably should just work on some really basic concepts like throwing and catching.
Keep it basic,
So we didn't get quite as much done as I had hoped to. But, we didn't keep score, but we did win the game.
Nice.
Cooper made sure to let me know that we won the game. And Cooper got his very first basket.
Way
and
to
so,
go,
again,
Coop!
This is his first organized basketball, his second game ever. And, he made the entire crowd chuckle when he very loudly said, "Finally!" when he made his first basket. So he was excited. I shared that joy with him. And then, we watched a lot of football over the weekend, went to church as well, too. But, three of the four playoff games, even with the Packers loss, three of the four playoff games were very entertaining, close games. So, enjoyed that. And a lot of time indoors, just waiting for this warmer weather to come. And now looking forward to... Yeah, I guess in Wisconsin, when we get above freezing, we can say it's warm.
There's January rain, which we'll mention bottom of the hour in the weather. That's amazing.
Yeah, crazy.
All right, the Whip Wake Up Show. Three jokes apiece for Caleb and I on a Make Us Laugh Monday. I'll go first. Caleb, a teacher said to her student, "Billy, if both of your parents were born in 1967, how old are they now?" After a few moments, Billy answered, "It depends." "It depends on what?" she asked. Billy replied, "It depends on whether you ask my father or my mother."
Oh, man.
Oh, that's good. What do scholars eat when they're hungry?
What?
Academia nuts.
There you go. That makes sense.
She liked it.
Speaking of eating, why does the clock break when it gets hungry?
I'm not sure.
Because it goes back 4 seconds.
How about this one? What kind of bee can't make up its mind?
What kind?
A maybe.
Yes?
Oh, man.
You got it. Hey, my last one. Why did the golfer bring not one, but two pairs of pants?
I'm not sure.
In case he got a hole in one. Which apparently Aaron Rodgers did, golfing for the first time since his injury.
All right, my last joke today. My wife sent me this. Why is Peter Pan always flying?
Why?
He never lands.
Neverland. Yes.
And a bonus, I like this joke because it never grows old.
That's very good.
Two lines in one joke.
Wow.
Thank you, honey. Appreciate that.
Good job.
Obviously did not have great material.
All right, six things you didn't know yesterday. Caleb, did you know that there is a website dedicated to the spork? Yes, the kind of spoon-fork combo that you sometimes more often find as a plastic silverware item. Spork.org has existed since 1995.
And it's a .org, not a .com as well. Right. 1995. Well, this one 1 year older. Again, six things you didn't know yesterday here in the Whip Wake Up Show. There's a website called milk.com, and that would make sense, right? Milk.com.
Sure.
But this site is not about milk. It's a site of links run by a guy named Dan. But he's willing to sell milk.com. He's keeping that domain. He's holding fast. He knows what he has. $10
million
is the price for milk.com.
$10 million if you want milk.com. Wow.
Man.
Dan, are you willing to come down at all?
I don't think I would. You know, he knows what he has.
All right. The third thing you didn't know yesterday, if you yelled for 8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, you would have produced enough sound energy to heat one single cup of coffee.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of yelling.
I guess.
I'm sure a lot of toddlers try. Pepsi. The beverage Pepsi was first invented in 1893. It was called Brad's Drink, and it was developed by a guy named Caleb Bradham, who sold the drink at his drugstore in New Bern, North Carolina, back in 1893.
Are you just trying to drop some Caleb knowledge on us here?
I guess so. That's something that this Caleb didn't know yesterday, but now he does.
All right. Well, there's a guy named Mark who wrote the Gospel of Mark. Anyhow, here's another one. Our skin does not have receptors to feel wetness. It can only detect things like temperature and pressure, but not wetness.
Huh. And speaking of wet, six things you didn't know yesterday here in the Whip Wake Up Show. Water is a closed system. The water we drink every day has been used since time immemorial, since creation. Same water, huh? Yeah, it's kind of how God designed it, I guess.
The Whip Wake Up Show here on Monday morning, this 22nd of January. And there's a show out there, I think, called Mythbusters. We're going to talk about and maybe bust some myths that people still believe this morning.
So, for instance, a myth, fish have no memory. Well, some fish can remember for months, and a channel catfish can remember the sound of a human announcing food for up to 5 years after last hearing it. I'm just wondering about the studies that,
yeah.
that were conducted to figure that out. 5 years.
Here's another myth, right? Lie detectors work. They don't actually tell whether or not you're lying. It's just measuring your stress levels.
Interesting. Another myth. I remember hearing this one. Cracking your knuckles gives you arthritis. Well, the pop of a cracked knuckle is caused by bubbles bursting in the synovial fluid, which is the fluid that lubricates the joints, but doesn't actually give you arthritis, evidently.
Yeah, it's the first time we've heard it on air, but frequently off air, Caleb's talking about synovial fluid. So.
It's a favorite topic of mine. I'm a joy at parties.
You just don't usually show it off here publicly. Also, another myth, we only use 10% of our brains. Yeah, the majority of the brain is almost always active, even during simple activities or when a person is resting or sleeping.
Sometimes the actions of our children might make us doubt that. But myth people believe blood is blue until it hits oxygen. Not true. That's a myth. Human blood is always red, regardless of its oxygen content.
And the last myth that people believe has to do with pets. Dog mouths are cleaner than humans. Folks believe that, but here's the real facts. Both dog and human mouths are full of microbes, but the types of bacteria present differ between the two species.
There you go. Busting some myths.
Yeah, wow.
I needed an explosion sound.
Popping bubbles,
have.
Yeah.